Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for the morning Bhagavatam class. It gives us great pleasure to introduce to you the speaker for today's special morning Bhagavatam class, His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu. His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu joined ISKCON in Los Angeles in 1982. He moved to Bhubaneswar, Orissa in 1993, and since then he has been doing various services there. He was personally instructed by Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj to edit his lectures and make them into publications. And for the last over 10 years, he has been serving as a director of ISKCON Gopal Jiyu Publications. He is also the editor for Sri Krishna Kathamrit magazine and is also a regular editor of a magazine, e-magazine, that is released every Ekadashi, very famous throughout the ISKCON world, Sri Krishna Kathamrit Bindu. Prabhuji is here with his good wife, Krishna Kunda Mataji. So let us welcome these two exalted devotees to our midst, ISKCON Chowpatty, by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Gakunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Gakunja. Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Jaya. Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yashodanandana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Jaya Yasodanandana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Jaya. Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Vanachari Jaya Kunja Jaya Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Giri Vardhari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Giri Vardhari, Jaya Radha Gopinata, Radha Gopinata Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo. Guru Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Shiva Prabhupada Ki Shri Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki Shri Giridhari Ki Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ju Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bom Samaveda Bhakti Vindaki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So before we try to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, my revered spiritual master instructed me we should offer prayers to the Bhagavatam. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhushaiva Shrey Prati Shloki Prati Akshri Nanartakoi. That just as Krishna is Vibhu, a Supreme Personality of Godhead, so also is Srimad Bhagavatam. And just as we offer prayers to Krishna, we offer prayers to Srimad Bhagavatam. So this will take about 7 or 8 minutes. I think maybe some of you have these prayers I sent to somebody on WhatsApp. If you want, you can recite with me.
Narayanam namaskrityam naram shaiva narottamam devim sadasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat vedi ramayane shaiva purane vadate tata Adavande cha madhye cha hari sarvatra giyate Mukham karodi vachalam bhangum langayate girim Yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam Paramananda madhavam.
In Orissa, traditionally, in the villages, they have a little building they call the Bhagavat Tungi. And every day, traditionally, before television, the villagers will come together and they'll recite Bhagavatam together. And they'll sing this song beforehand.
Paramananda he madhava padunga luchi makaranda se makaranda panakori Anande bolo hari hari harinka name vandavela kari chakadola se chakadolanka paraye manamo rahu nirantare manamo nirantare rahu ha krishna boli jiva jao Ha Krishna boli jao jiva mote udara radha dava mote udara radha dava mote udara radha dava Dharma projita kaitavo te paramonya machanam satam. Vedyam vastava mattavastu shivadam tapachayon mulanam. Shrimad Bhagavate Mahamune kute kimba parayishvara. Sadyo hridyavarujyate chukativishu shushubhistakshanat. Nigamako paturo galitam phalam shukamukada mitra javasam yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohuroho rasika buvivavuka anarto pasamam sakshad bhakti yogam harhoksaje lokasya janato vidvams chakra satvata samhitam yasyam vaishriyamanayam krishne paramapuruse Bhaktir Utpadyate Pumsa Shoka Moha Vayapaha Srimad Bhagavatam Paranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Diyate Tatra Gyana Vairagya Bhakti Sahitam Naiskaramyam Aviskritam Tachchindvan Supaten Vicharana Paro Bhakja Vamuchen Naraha Arto yam brahma sutranam bharatarta vinirnaya gayatri vashyarupo so vedarta paribrimitaha sarva vedetihasanam saram saram samudritam sarva vedanta saram hi srimad bhagavatam ishyate tadrasamrita tripta shyanam yatya svedvachi kuchit krishna bhakti rasa svarup Shri Bhagavata Tate Veda Shastrohoite Paramahatva Chari Veda Upanishade Jatakichu Hoya Tara Arta Lenavyasa Korila Sanchaya Jesu Te Jeru Disaya Bachana Bhagavate Sehru Slokeni Bandana Jivira Nistara Lage Sutra Koilo Vyasa Mayavadi Vashya Shunile Hoya Sarvanasha Jaho Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavirastane Ekanda Shayakoro Chaitanya Charane Bhagavata Jainamane Sejavana Sama Tada Sasta Ache Janme Janme Prabhu Jama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Reading from Granthadashin and Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 3.
Tamupasrutchanidharam. Tamupasrutchanidharam. Jagadbhaya Bhayavaham Pratyudyayu Prajasara Pratyudyayu Prajasara Patri Darshana Talasaha. Patri Darshana Lalasaha. Others? Tamupasucha Nidadam. Jagad Bhayar Bhayavaham. Jayu Praja Sarva. Bhati Darshana Lala Saha. Tamupasucha Nidadam. Vaya Vayavaham. Pratyujayus Praja Sarva.
Any Matajis?
Tamupasuchanhidadam. Jagadbhaya Bhayavaham.
Tam, that.
Upasrutya,
having overheard.
Nidadam,
sound.
Jagatbhaya,
the fear of material existence.
Bhaya avaham,
the threatening principle.
Prati,
towards.
Ujjayu,
rapidly preceded.
Prajaha,
the citizens.
Sarvaha,
all.
Bhartri,
the protector.
Darshana,
audience.
Lalasaha,
having so desired.
Translation,
the citizens of Dwarka, having heard that sound, which threatens fear personified in the material world, began to run towards him fast, just to have a long-desired audience with the Lord, who is the protector of all devotees. Please repeat. The citizens of Dwarka, having heard that sound, which threatens fear personified in the material world, began to run towards him fast, just to have a long desired audience with the Lord, who is a protector of all devotees. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada. As already explained, the citizens of Dwarka, who lived at the time of Lord Krishna's presence there, were all liberated souls who descended there along with the Lord as entourage. All were very anxious to have an audience with the Lord. Although because of spiritual contact, they were never separated from the Lord. Just as the gopis at Vrindavan used to think of Krishna while he was away from the village for cowherding engagements, the citizens of Dwarka were all immersed in thought of the Lord while he was away from Dwarka to attend the battle of Kurukshetra. Some distinguished fiction writer in Bengal concluded that the Krishna of Vrindavan, that of Mathura, and that of Dwarka were different personalities. Historically, there's no truth in this conclusion. The Krishna of Kurukshetra and the Krishna of Dwarka are one and the same personality. The citizens of Dwarka, with us in a state of melancholy due to the Lord's absence from the transcendental city, as much as we are put in a state of melancholy at night because of the absence of the sun. The sound heralded by Lord Krishna was something like the heralding of the sunrise in the morning. So all the citizens of Dwarka awoke from a state of slumber because of the sunrise of Krishna. And they all hastened toward him, just to have an audience. The devotees of the Lord know no one else as protector. The sound of the Lord is identical with the Lord, as we have tried to explain by the non-dual position of the Lord. The material existence of our present status is full of fear. Out of the four problems of material existence, namely the food problem, the shelter problem, the fear problem, and the mating problem, the fear problem gives us more trouble than the others. We are always fearful due to our ignorance of the next problem. The whole material existence is full of problems, and thus the fear problem is always prominent. This is due to our association with the illusory energy of the Lord, known as Maya, or external energy. Yet all fears vanish as soon as there is the sound of the Lord, represented by His holy name, as it was sounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the following 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can take advantage of these sounds and be free from all threatening problems of material existence. Gora Graganya Gana Gota Goloruharam Gauranga Gudatama Gopyata Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Ratidam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami. So I feel a little nervous here today to sit in this chair in front of such a wonderful audience of devotees. But I thought to myself, actually, it's appropriate, because all the devotees of Chopati, you're known as Mahatmas. And how will you really be known as Mahatmas unless you invite such an insignificant person and be kind to him? As we were mentioning to Raghunath Maharaj recently, we're just a mosquito. But actually, we're not even a deshi mosquito, we're a bideshi mosquito, which makes us very, very unqualified. So please forgive me and allow us to do this little service for the devotees. So in this very beautiful verse, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, prati shloke, prati akshari, nanartakoi, every word, every syllable in Chaitanya Charitamrita has unlimited meanings. Once the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, what will you translate after you finish Srimad Bhagavatam? And Prabhupada said, oh, maybe Padma Purana or Vishnu Purana or maybe Bhagavad Gita. And the devotee said, but Prabhupada, you already translated Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said, there are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. We could make many editions of Bhagavad Gita. So in this verse, I'd like to suggest there's some special significance in the words upasrutya niradam. Shrutya means to hear. But upa means something to be close by. Upa also means, quoting the Amarakosh, it refers to some advice that we've gotten by instruction. So upasrutya, it's something that we hear. Srila Prabhupada said several times, actually, once in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a little startling thing. For those of us who love to hear his lectures and get so much benefit from his lectures. But he said that when I play a recording of me speaking, it sounds like I'm present, but I'm not. This is a chincha beta beta. He's present, but he's also not present. If you're upstairs and on the roof of the Chopati temple, maybe you're sitting down and watching a video lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and some devotee comes running up to you and says, Prabhu, oh my God, I don't know how it's possible, but Prabhupada's in the temple room right now and he's giving class. He just walked in. And you say, I don't need to go. I'm watching the video. It's just the same. But it's not just the same. That mechanical system can't fully capture the feelings of the heart, which are expressed through Shabda. So upasrutya, we want to come close to that sound. We want to follow that sound. Upasrutya niradam. The word niradam, according to Amarakosh, means to means sound. But nidadam has another meaning also. It means to cry. So this verse today in this purport, it reminds me of some things I've heard many times from my revered spiritual master. He once told us that in Bhubaneswar, we're opening a crying school. And he told us that our spiritual life begins with what he called Atma Krandana, or the crying of the soul. There's different types of crying. In the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which incidentally happens to be maybe my very favorite chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and many devotees just kind of jump over it because it's just a bunch of names and what's the value of it. But Baladeva Vidyabhushan is given the title for that chapter, Bhishad Yoga. And what is the meaning of Bhishad? Bhishad means lamentation. But Bhishad is also a compound word in Sanskrit, two words together, Bhish and Ada. Bhish means poison. And Ada means to accept. So Bhishad Yoga literally means the yoga, the way to connect with God, by accepting the poison of my reality. Just like we see sometimes there are people who are, maybe someone's very rough with their wife or children, they even beat their wife or something. And it's a common thing for such persons sometimes to start drinking a lot of alcohol or take drugs because they can't deal with the reality. They can't deal with what a bad person they are. So Krishna is telling us through Arjuna in the first chapter of the Gita that this Gita begins, as he says in the second chapter, Visiddhantam idam vakyam uvacha Madhusudana, that after hearing the Bhishad, the lamentation of Arjuna, uvacha Madhusudana, then Krishna began to speak the Gita. So in a similar way, this verse today is speaking about what comes before the appearance of Krishna. And that's the crying of the soul. We have to learn the simple art of crying for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, one of the first teachings that he gave when he came to the West, they made some recording of the Hare Krishna mantra, which later the Beatles got a hold of. And Prabhupada gave some explanation there of the Maha Mantra. And he said there that if a man is sleeping, he can be awakened by sound vibration. This is being spoken about in this verse in purport today. There's a story that we heard once that once there was a businessman who got in a quarrel with his wife. And for several days, they wouldn't talk to each other. For those of you who are married, maybe you can understand. And after a few days, the businessman, he had to go out of town for some business. So he didn't want to speak to his wife. He had something to request from her. So he wrote a note. My dear wife, tomorrow morning I have to catch a train at 6 o'clock. So you please get up early and cook something and wake me up by 5 o'clock so I can have a little something and make it to the train. Okay. So the wife got the note. She felt very good. I won. He broke our non-speaking first. So the next morning, she got up very early. She's a good wife. And she cooked a very nice breakfast for him. And then she took a big piece of paper and a marker, and she wrote, "Wake up." And she stuck it at the foot of his bed. So 5 o'clock came around, and he was sleeping very soundly. 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30. Finally, the sun's coming through the window. He's missed his train. He wakes up, and he becomes very angry. He starts shouting at his wife. "I told you to wake me up." And she said, "My dear husband, you wrote me a note. I also wrote you a note." So that we need to hear sound vibration. Otherwise, we could all just sit and listen to lectures of Srila Prabhupada every day. And some people do that. I remember seeing a Harinam party once with some devotees who didn't have faith in any gurus after Srila Prabhupada, but still they have faith in the holy name. They were doing Harinam, and there was a cart in front of them with a deity of Srila Prabhupada, and they were playing Prabhupada doing kirtan. And the devotee was going behind him, one devotee with kartals. And Prabhupada was leading the kirtan, and he was following it. That was their idea of Harinam. That's okay. We're very happy when anyone chants the holy name. But we should have faith that Krishna has someone who can speak to us. And through that speaking, something touches our heart. Upasrutya. We have to follow that thing. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the beginning of Mukta Charit, he famously describes that Nama Shrestham Manamapi Satchi Putyam. What is Nam Shrestham? You have Monday Nam, Tuesday Nam, Thursday Nam. What is Nam Shrestham? Krishna's Advaya Tattva. He's one. But Jiva Goswami, in his Lagu Vaishnav Toshini, he describes there's two types of chanting. Sneha Nam and Sneha Samyukta Nam and Kebala Nam. Sneha Samyukta Nam means that chanting with affection. So we want to upasrutya. We want to follow that person who's chanting like that. And that person is chanting and crying out of ecstasy. There, if we contemplate the matter, we can see there's three different types of crying. There's a crying of the gopis, there's a crying of Radharani, there's a crying of great exalted devotees, which is one of the Asta Satvikara Bhav symptoms. That's something very high that we can't imitate. But Srila Prabhupada, he says that this Hare Krishna mantra, he says, when we chant this mantra, we're praying, O Lord, or energy of the Lord, please accept me. We have no other prayer than please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught us that we should simply chant. We should simply cry and pray that the Lord accept us. So this is one of the first things that Srila Prabhupada taught about the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. He said that it's just like the cry of a child for the mother. And this is a difference between religion and spirituality. We've been living in Orissa for almost 30 years now. Recently we had a group of devotees, Russian devotees, we took to Alarnath, Brahmagiri. And we did Harinam to the village there and went to a beautiful place in the forest I'd like to go to. And while we were there, the leader of the group asked me a question that how is it that, we were mentioning this the other day, how is it that I met one of the pandas and they have some impersonal conception of Jagannath? So then I asked the devotees, we were doing Harinam to the village, how many of you noticed all the Tulsi stambas? In every house, in front of every house, is a Tulsi stamba. And everybody nodded their heads. They liked that. I said, how many of you noticed the writing in Odia script underneath the Tulsi stambas? Nobody noticed that. But I said, you know what that writing says? It's 16 words. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is Orissa. Some historians have said that there is more worship of Gaura Nityananda in Orissa than there is in West Bengal. And more deities. Right? Practically every village in Orissa has a Harinam party. In every Ekadasi they do Astaprahara Kirtan. You hear them chanting Hare Krishna all night. But at the same time, this impersonal conception is there sometimes. So how do we understand that? It's a very important lesson for all of us. We need to be upasrutya. We need to hear from a proper source. We need to follow a proper source. And even you may have all the elements of the first class process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they've got that. Lord Jagannath, they've got that. Radha Krishna, they've got that. Srimad Bhagavatam, they've got that. The Hare Krishna mantra, they've got that. They're doing really good. But they're missing one little piece of the puzzle. Upasrutya. We should hear from the proper person. And Nididam, we should learn to cry because three persons are crying. One is the Mahabhagavat, Premi Bhakta. The second is the person who's doing Atmakrandana, who's crying, the crying of the soul. And the third is that person who feels sorry for himself, who's very, very depressed, and that leads to a kind of suicide. So we want to learn what is the real chanting of Hare Krishna. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given us a very beautiful verse. I can chant Hare Krishna. I can chant this verse and you can chant Hare Krishna in response, please. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dana.
Bhakti Krishna Nama Smarana Krandana Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Yoga Dana Bhakti is the greatest wealth. Bhakti is the greatest wealth. Bhakti is the greatest. And somebody, okay, all right, I got it. Huh? You Hare Krishna people, too much, huh? What is bhakti then? Bhakti a Krishna nama. Bhakti is Krishna's name, but smarana krandana. When we chant Krishna's name, we should remember Krishna. It's not enough just to chant. There's a symbiotic relationship between the holy name and Krishna Katha, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that just as we don't separate Radha from Krishna, Krishna from his Srup Shakti, we also should not separate the holy name from Krishna Katha. Krishna Nam, Abhinatva Nama Namino, is Krishna. And Krishna Katha is a manifestation of Radharani. And we don't separate the two. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he would do kirtan, and that initial kirtan tends to wake us up. It opens up our consciousness. And then he would put something inside the box. That's Krishna Katha. And then he would do another kirtan. And in that kirtan, there would be a conception in the kirtan of the Krishna Katha. If we just come together and we do kirtan for entertainment, then we might start thinking, oh, this person's really cool. He's a rock star. Or people may come to such a program because they want to find a good husband or a good wife, or I heard there's some good food afterwards. Or if they're a little more pious, maybe they're praying, please God, free me from my material desires or give me liberation. But we should have some conception, upasrutya. And with that conception then will come nididham, the crying of the soul, when we realize our fallen position. And this is the beginning of our spiritual life. Our time's finished now, I think. Should we stop there? Or can I? Sorry? 9:15. Really, you made me very happy. So, this verse and purport are describing that the sound vibration heralds the arrival of Krishna. Krishna didn't just show up in America or in the West on his own, but there was a sound vibration which heralded his coming. And that was Srila Prabhupada's kirtan in Tompkins Square Park. And that kirtan was Krishna. And now Krishna's all over the world, everywhere. That sound vibration comes first. But what does it really mean to chant? Bhakti a Krishna nama smarana krandana. Bhakti is Krishna's name, but we should remember Krishna and we should cry for Krishna. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in the next verse, Krishna boli kandile se Krishna nama mile dhane kule kichu nahi Krishna nama jile Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Krishna boli kandile. That person is chanting Krishna's name, kandile, and crying, Krishna nama mile. He's really chanting Krishna's name. Not just in a mechanical way. As described in Orissa, they have a nice song they sing about the holy name. We think, Rama nama laduva, Krishna nama ghi. Hari nama kanda kira gori gori pi. The name of Lord Ram is this Rama nama ladu is like a nice ladu. Krishna nama ghee. Krishna's name is like ghee. Hari nama kanda kira. The name of Lord Hari is like kanda kira sweet rice. So what do? You take the Rama nama ladu, the Krishna nama ghee, the Hari nama kanda kira, and gori gori. You mix it all up and pi. You drink it. That's the Krishna consciousness movement. But we should also be drinking with it a conception. Upasrucha, nididam. When we hear it from the proper person, then that wakens up our heart. There's a beautiful description of this
in the Premavivarta of Jagadananda Pandit, where he describes the wandering of the conditioned soul. Just like a person who goes to a movie theater, which is a very popular thing in the world today. And can you imagine, he just stays there the rest of his life. And he just watches movie after movie after movie. And he's experiencing himself as a hero. He's experiencing himself as a great lover. He's experiencing tragedy. But it's not real. He's just watching a movie. And that's our life in this material world. Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja. Sometimes we're a big person. Sometimes we're just a citizen. Kabu Duki, Kabu Suki. Sometimes we're unhappy. Sometimes we're very happy. Kabu Kita Kudra. Sometimes we're a big person. Sometimes we're a worm in stool. Kabu Swargi, Kabu Marti. Sometimes we're in the heavenly planets. Sometimes we're here. Naraki Vakabu. Sometimes we're in hell. But when good fortune arises on us, Jagadananda Pandit describes. E rupe sansara brahmite kona jan sadhu sangha nija tattva avagata han he Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare E rupe sansara brahmite kona jan. As that jana, as he's wandering about throughout the universe, just watching the movie of life, absorbed in that. By some good fortune, sadhu sangha nija tattva avagatahan. He may come in contact with the sadhu. And what do you do with the sadhu? Maharaj, can I have my photo taken with you? That's not sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means nija tattva, means that we hear from the sadhu. And then what happens after that? Nija tattva janiya sansarana chai tena vaba jinu maya kore hoi hoi hey Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nija tattva janiya, when you hear that tattva, you're a spirit soul. You have a purpose in life. Oh, samsara na chai. And then he no longer wants material existence. And kenava bhajinuma, he begins to cry. Kore hoi hoi, I've been in the clutches of maya for so long. Kande bole ohe Krishna amitava das. Tumara charanachari hoila sarvanase Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When he begins to cry, Kande boli, oh hey Krishna, Amitava Das. Oh Krishna, I'm your servant. I've been trying to enjoy in so many ways, but it hasn't worked. I got a girlfriend, and I was very happy. And then one day she wrote me a letter and said she found some other boy, but we could be friends, and my heart was broken. But then I met another girl, but then the same thing happened. But then I met another girl, and the same thing happened. And each time I have some hope that maybe this will be different. Maybe this one, I'll find some real happiness. We have to become hopeless. No hope. There's no hope for happiness in this material world. This is a place of misery and suffering. Understand that. And the only happiness here is through association with the devotees in Krishna Kirtan and Krishna Katha. When we begin to understand this principle, then begins Atmakrandana, the crying of the soul. And that's the real beginning of our spiritual life. But Upasucha Nidanam. We have to hear from the proper person. So when we hear, then Kande Bole, oh hey Krishna, Amitava Das, I understand, oh Krishna, I'm your servant, and we begin to cry. And at that time then, he says, Tomara Charana Chadi, Hoya Sarvanas, I gave up your lotus feet. And Hoya Sarvanas, everything has become spoiled, and I become a slave. Kakuti koriye Krishna daki ekabar Kripa Kori Krishna Chari Chadana Samsara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When he begins to cry like this, then Krishna, he hears that crying. And Krishna gives his mercy. And how does Krishna give that mercy? Jiva Goswami says a very terrible thing. I'm very nervous to even say this thing in this assembly. You may become upset with me. Please forgive me. But in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that Krishna has no mercy. That's a very terrible thing for devotees to hear, isn't it? But he says that in Bhakti Sandarbha. But we say, hey, Krishna Karuna Sindhu, that Krishna's the ocean of mercy. So how do we understand? Jiva Goswami explains that mercy comes from suffering. When you've suffered, then you can understand the suffering of some other person and you feel compassion for them. That's mercy. So Krishna never suffers. How can Krishna then empathize with the conditioned souls? So he says that Krishna doesn't have mercy. Now, before you get too upset, my Guru Maharaj, he once commented that if you go to Krishna and you say, hey, Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bando Jagatpate, you're the ocean of mercy, the friend of the fallen. Krishna's saying, I'm sorry. There's no more mercy here. I've given it somewhere else. And that's Krishna Kripa Srimurti. Krishna has mercy. Krishna has so much mercy. He's an ocean of mercy. But who is the ocean of mercy? Srila Prabhupada once got a letter from Hansaduta's wife. I can't remember her name right off. You remember Krishna Kripa? Anyway, Prabhupada wrote her back a beautiful letter. He said, you're asking where the ocean of mercy is. And the answer is, sorry? Himavati, yes. He wrote back to Himavati, you're asking where the ocean of mercy is. And the answer is, the ocean of mercy is in your heart. The ocean of mercy is the devotees. If we try to go to Krishna, in the Adi Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna, ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta sate janaha. Those people who say they're my devotee, Krishna says, I have no idea who they are. They're not my devotees. That devotee who's a devotee of my devotee, he's a real devotee. This is our line. Our line means that we cry for Krishna. Upasrucha nidanam. We hear from the proper source, from someone who's crying in ecstasy for Krishna. And in that association, we think, what is the value of my education? What is the value of my bhakti shastri? If I haven't learned the simple art of crying for Krishna, I may have so much information. I may be able to quote so many verses and say so many things. But what's the value? Jayananda Prabhu wasn't such a big pundit or scholar. Once he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj privately, he said, Maharaj, I don't know if I'm chanting the Gayatri Mantra properly or not. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj will say, well, tell me what you're saying. Let me hear it. And Jayananda gave his pronunciation. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was horrified. And he took Jayananda to see Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, he's making some noise. He's chanting something. I don't know what it is, but it's not the Gayatri Mantra. And Prabhupada said, what are you chanting? And Jayananda spoke it out loud. And Prabhupada just started laughing. And he said, anyway, you chant Hare Krishna. It's not required. What is required is our simplicity and our dedication to Sri Guru. And all those other things like education, like expertise and different services and things, which are like many zeros, they have no value without the one in front of them, of taking shelter of Krishna's dear devotee. So there's a difference between Kevala Nam, or common chanting, and Sneha Samyukta. I'd like to finish with telling you a story that I heard from my Guru Maharaj, which comes from a section of the Skanda Purana. And it illustrates this point very nicely about different types of chanting. And how, as we're hearing in this purport verse today, how the chanting, the sound of that conch shell, heralded the arrival of Krishna. And when all the residents of Dwarka heard the sound of that conch shell, they all came running. So this is from the Prabhaskanda of Skanda Purana. We know in the Bhagavat that Devaki, she had 6 children before Balaram was transferred from her womb to the womb of Rohini. And each one of those children were killed. And Devaki was crying. We can't even begin to understand, unless we've had a child ourselves, the feelings of a mother. So Devaki, she began to cry and cry. And around that same time, Indra was sitting in Amaravati, in his heavenly abode. And Narad Muni came there and he saw that Indra looked really depressed. And Narad Muni asked him, "Hey, Indra, what's wrong?" And Indra said, "You know, I really messed up. Krishna came and was performing his wonderful leelas, and I couldn't appreciate him. I thought he was just some ordinary little boy, and I kind of sort of like took an atom bomb and dropped it on Vrindavan in the form of the Sambhartika cloud. It was a big mistake. I didn't recognize him. And I didn't get to see Krishna's Bala Leela." And Narad Muni then asked him, "Would you like to see that Bala Leela?" "Yes, yes." He said, "I'll make some arrangement." So around that same time, Devaki was suffering the loss of 6 children and crying and crying. And at that time, she began to pray to the Devatas. Interesting point. Sometimes Krishna's devotees, like even the gopis, they pray to Gopishwar Mahadev or Katyayani Devi or Surya Dev. Sometimes the devotees, they pray to different devatas, not in the same way that some Hindu might pray to the devatas, but they're praying that this, you're very close with Krishna. Please bring me to Krishna. So Devaki began to pray to the devatas, "Please, please give me at least one child. And if, I promise, if you give me one child, then I'll do some special yajna or something for you." And she forgot about it. And later, Krishna was born and taken by Vasudev across the Jamuna River to Nandagaon. And Krishna grew up in Vrindavan. And later he came to Mathura and killed Kansa. And then he was reunited with his mother. And she was very happy. And some time went by, and later Krishna took all the residents of Mathura to Dwarka. And it was there in Dwarka that one day Narad Muni showed up. And he went to Devaki and he told Devaki, "Devaki, you know, I'm very disappointed with you." And Devaki said, "Well, what?" And Narad Muni said that, "You know, I thought that you were a high class Kshatriya lady, but now I see that you don't even keep your promise. You don't keep your word." And for Devaki, that's like a knife in the heart. She thought, "No, what did I promise that I didn't do?" He said, "I know. You promised you would do some yajna for the pleasure of the devatas if you got a son. And you didn't get just any son. You got Krishna. But you never did a yajna." So Devaki, she said, "What should I do? I'm just a lady. I don't know about all these yajna things and that." And at that time, Padmavati was there. Padmavati's the little senile, crazy mother of Kansa. And she asked Narad Muni, "Please tell us what we should do. We're just ladies. We don't know about all these things." And so then Narad Muni told him that you should arrange a yajna at Prabhasketra. And you should invite the Sapta Rishis to chant mantras. And Krishna should pour ghee in the fire while they're chanting mantras. And for the yajna to be complete, you should invite every person in the world to come for prasadam. And Padmavati said, "That's very good." She said, "But you know, Narad Muni, we don't have an email connection here. There's no internet or anything. What are we going to do? How are we going to invite everybody? Could you please go around and invite everyone?" And Narad Muni said, "Yes, I can do that." And then Padmavati said, "But one thing. You please go everywhere and invite everyone to come, but don't go to Vrindavan. Don't invite those bridge bossies." And Narad Muni said, "Why not?" And Padmavati said, "Because those people try to say that Krishna is the son of Yashoda. And it's a lie. Krishna's the son of Devaki. And those people are very bad." Sanatana Goswami describes this in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also. Padmavati's words, she's saying, "You know, they abused him. They made him do hard work. He was going out and herding the cows every day. They wouldn't even give him shoes to wear or an umbrella over his head. It was so hot, and he got hungry, and they wouldn't feed him properly, so he had to steal butter. And then when he stole, what do? They tied him up with a rope. They abused him in so many ways. Don't go to Vrindavan. Don't invite those bridge bosses. So Narad Muni said, okay, I got it. And so he left. And what was the first place where Narad Muni went? Vrindavan. Because he's a troublemaker. And he arrived in Vrindavan. And when Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda saw Narad Muni, he said, oh, Mother Yashoda, have you seen my Gopal? And Narad Muni said, oh, you haven't heard the news? And Yashoda said, what news? And Narad Muni said, oh, I guess you weren't invited. And Mother Yashoda said, not invited to what? Oh, you didn't hear your Gopal. He's doing a yagya at Prabhas Ketra. But I guess they didn't invite you. And Mother Yashoda was feeling very sad. And then Nanda Baba said, don't cry. We're Gwalas. We don't need an invitation. He's our boy. We'll just go. Now, word very quickly spread throughout Vrindavan that Nanda and Yashoda were going to Prabhas to see Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan loved Krishna so much, all the cowherd boys said, we're also going. And Upananda and Sunanda and the other brothers of Nanda Maharaj said, we're also going to go. All the elderly ladies said, we're going to go. And the gopis said, well, then we're going to have to go also. And then all the cows started following. And then the deer from the forest and the birds and the fish in the Jamuna, when they heard it, they said, we'll also go. We'll swim downstream, down the river. We'll go to Prabhas. And everyone went to see Krishna. So meanwhile, Narad Muni, he went back to Amaravati. And he told Indra, would you like to see Krishna's Balalila? Yes. Come with me to Prabhas. And he took him there. So at that time, Narad Muni arrived back, and Padmavati asked him, so did you invite everybody? He said, yes, I invited everyone. She said, did you invite those residents of Vrindavan? Narad Muni said, oh, I knew you told me not to do so. I'm so sorry, I forgot. I also invited them. The Padmavati was a little annoyed, but you can't argue with a sadhu. So she said, hey, Devaki, you come here. And the two of them stood there like chokidars at the entrance to that yagyasala. And after some time, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and the Brijbasis showed up. And Padmavati told them one of the only things I know how to say in Hindi and in Oriya, Prabesh Nished. So I hear that too often. Hey, Prabesh Nished, you can't, entrance forbidden, you can't come in. And Mother Yashoda said, no, it's my boy, my son is there. And Padmavati said, that's not true. It's a lie. Krishna is the son of Devaki. He's not your son. You can't say that to Mother Yashoda. No, he's my boy. So there was some disagreement. And so then they called for Narad Muni. Hey, you come. We need some arbitration. Who is really the mother of Krishna? Now, Narad Muni's in big trouble, right? Because if he says that Devaki's the mother, he's going to break the heart of Yashoda. If he says that Yashoda's the mother, he'll break the heart of Devaki. So Narad Muni is very clever. He said, well, we know, according to Shastra, that to determine who's really the mother of a child, when the mother calls, the son will come to the mother. So you should both call for Krishna. And wherever Krishna comes to, we'll know that's really Krishna's mother. But Madhavi said, very good. Devaki, you go first. And so Devaki started calling out, Krishna! Krishna, Krishna. But the yagya was going on. Om sahasya sisa purusaha sahasraksa sahasrapat sabhumim visvito vitya atyatista dasangulam swaha. And Krishna's offering ghee in the fire. It was so loud, Krishna couldn't hear. And Devaki was calling and calling. Krishna couldn't hear. Finally, she got tired, and she turned to Yashoda. He said, okay, Didi, you go. And then Mother Yashoda, she started calling out for Krishna. Kanu, Kanu. But they're chanting mantras. Krishna's offering ghee. But suddenly, Krishna stopped. And he said, what's that sound? And he said, oh, there's some village people who came. Village people? What? Some, from some place called Vrindavan. Ma? Huh? And Krishna jumped up. And he dropped that shrup, that spoon, into the fire. And he went running to his mother. And at that time, Krishna's form, as Aishvarya Moya Dwarkadish, that form full of all opulence, changed. And he became naked little Bala Gopal, 3-4 years old, covered with dust and the wind and no clothes. And just running to his mother. Ma, Ma, Kanu, Kanu. And Krishna went running and leaped in the arms of Mother Yashoda. On Janmashtami, we perform Abhishek of the deities. In some temples, they'll take water from the Triveni. It's very auspicious to offer a bath. In the same way, Mother Yashoda was offering an Abhishek to Krishna. Just like we take the water of the Triveni, there's the Jamuna. So Mother Yashoda, she was bathing Krishna with her tears. And her tears, as they were coming through the black cudgel around her eyes, the water from her eyes became blackish, like the water of the Jamuna. And at the same time, the milk was pouring from her breasts, like the water from the Ganga, which is whitest. And Krishna was getting a bath from that. And at the same time, in the Triveni, there's the Sarasvati, which you can't see. And Mother Yashoda was bathing Krishna with the unseen nectar of her love. And at that time, Narad Muni, then he turned to Indra. He said, so, are you satisfied now? You can see Krishna's Bala Leela. So even in this case, there's some difference in chanting. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Nama Shrestham Manamapi Sachi Putta Matya Shriyupam. I've heard the topmost name from my Gurudev. What does it mean? The name is the name. But there's a difference in the conception. There's a difference in the chanting of Yashoda and Devaki. There's a difference in the chanting between that of Sridham, the Subal, and Radharani, or the Gopis. There's a difference, and the difference is there in the conception. So that comes, Upashrucha Nidanam. When we hear from a person and we serve that person, then that conception that they have comes to our hearts. And then we can learn to cry. And that crying is the beginning of the rising of the sun. That's the beginning of our bhakti. And that's the difference between just some external mechanical religion, or what Prabhupada sometimes called churchianity, or what we see sometimes in Jagannath Puri, which has all the same elements that we have. But what's the difference? The difference is a conception which comes from serving Krishna's dear devotee. So I'll stop there. I'm sorry, I've gone over time. Do we have any time for discussion, questions or answers or anything? I'm sorry. It's nice as his reflections. In the Bhagavatam, it says that this Bhagavatam is not meant to be a class. Rather, it said paraspara, anukatanam, pavanam, Bhagavad. You said, this should be paraspara, some back and forth. It's not a class. It's not a sermon in the church or a lecture in the university or a commercial on television, God forbid. But there should be back and forth. So if somebody, if you won a prize, as Vaisheshika Prabhu likes to say, if there's something that you appreciated today, maybe you can reflect on that, or if someone has a question or something. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and stop.
So there is an announcement, Prabhuji. So before I make the announcement, we would like to express our gratitude and thanks to His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu to give us His kind association this fine morning in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And we would like to thank Him by requesting all devotees to heartfully express their gratitude by loudly chanting 3 times. Haribo! 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 Also, a gentle reminder and a quick announcement to all the devotees that the art exhibition by His Grace Haridas Thakur Prabhu is going to be held downstairs in the Bhakti Vedant Hall, and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has kindly agreed to inaugurate them. So we request all the devotees to kindly proceed to the Bhakti Vedant Hall after the Srimad Bhagavatam class and the question answers. Thank you very much. Haribo.
Mataji, you have something? Is there a microphone for her? Please sit down.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the very heart-touching class that you gave us. How do you develop this love, this pure love, Raja Prema for Thakur Ji.
How do we develop that pure love? Some people say just by chanting Hare Krishna. But some of us may say, wait a minute, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for a long time, and I don't have that love. If you want to, in the material world, if you want to develop affection and love for someone, you have to meet someone who has love for them. And by associating with that person, that'll also rub off on you. No? So we want to serve Krishna's dear devotee. One time a devotee asked my Guru Maharaj a similar question to yours. And he said, Maharaj, you're always saying that we should cry for Krishna, but it's very theoretical. How can I do that? And my Guru Maharaj gave a very profound answer. He said, after I leave this world, then you'll know how to cry. So, sometimes we don't even like to speak about this, but there's a natural system that generally the guru leaves before the disciple. And we think, what a terrible, terrible thing. Because then comes a time of great darkness. When Guru is present, we can go to him and problems are resolved, conflicts are resolved. But when he's not there, what do? We should always understand he's always present. But when he's physically unmanifest, then it's a time that we learn to cry. And he's watching us to see what we're doing. Is that okay?
Yeah. And when we have like much more love for our Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Guru, more than the Lord, and you know, now Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they won't be on the planet for more time. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of like separation now that, you know, that we feel for our gurus. Oh, it's difficult.
We should understand the nature, the meaning of viraha. Viraha means separation. In his Artha Darshani commentary, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a very interesting explanation of the word viraha. It means vishesha rahasya. It means vishesha rup, a very special form of rahasya milan, a very special form of meeting. Externally there's separation, but internally there's union. And even sometimes when we're in the presence of sadhus, Gurudev, sometimes we're not really with them. Our mind is in some other place. But in their absence sometimes, we can more acutely realize their presence when we're crying in the heart. That's known as viraha.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else with anything? Okay. So, I'd like to say, would you have something? Paramgati Prabhu. Can you give him the microphone?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, when you're saying that when Yashoda Maiya called, Krishna came. But here we see both are mothers and both are pure devotees. It's not that one is a conditioned soul and the other is not. So both are mothers. So what is the difference here?
If we could cry as much as Devaki cries, that would be pretty good. We shouldn't start thinking, oh, Devaki, she's not a real devotee or something. This is also some pastime that Krishna's doing to show his special love for Mother Yashoda and the superiority of her love, and also to give some mercy to Indra. But Krishna loves Devaki also very, very much. He loves all of his devotees. We should understand that. Even the strange-looking ones, even those persons in other religions, even Muslims and Christians and Buddhists, Krishna has love for everyone. And it's important we understand it. Just like if you get the opportunity to meet the Prime Minister of India and become his friend, and you want to like be, you're so arrogant that you think, now I'm going to be his only friend, and he shouldn't see anybody else. You're a fool. Because you should know, he's a big man. And he has so many friends who were friends with him long before you came there. So Krishna's like that also. He has so many friends. And we're very much on the bottom, the end of the line. We should appreciate our position and act in a humble way. Is that okay, Prabhuji? Okay. Thank you, Paramgati Prabhu. Okay. So thank you all very much for giving me a little opportunity to serve in this way. And please forgive me if we made any mistakes or anything. Grantana Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopremanandi, Pansakalpa Durubis Cha Kripa Sindhubyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibya Vaishnabibyo Namanama. I'm very excited to go down to the art exhibition, so I think we should all come, please. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.